AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He's not talking. The Amtrak engineer at the controls when a speeding train derailed in Philadelphia on Tuesday night isn't talking to police, and his lawyer says he doesn't remember the crash. The National Transportation Safety Board's Robert Sumwalt says the NTSB is giving him some time to recover from the trauma of the accident that killed seven people and injured hundreds.
We've not interviewed the engineer, but I want to point out that for somebody who's been through a traumatic event, this is not at all unusual for human behavior to have the mind blank out things like that, at least for the short term. So that would not surprise me at all.
Our Warren Levinson is in Philadelphia, where the investigation is focusing on exactly how fast that train was going as it approached a curve in the tracks. Warren?
Rita, it was doing 106 miles an hour in the curve at Frankfort Junction, where the speed limit is 50. Data from the black box says the engineer slammed on the brakes, but too late to do much good. Right now at the crash site, the heavy equipment is in place, removing debris and righting the rail cars that can be righted. The NTSB says it has turned the track back over to Amtrak, which can begin rebuilding and preparing the way for train traffic to resume. The accident has crippled the busiest rail route in the country between Washington and New York.
Thank you, Warren. Warren Levinson reporting there live from Philadelphia. The House has passed a bill that would end the NSA's mass collection of Americans' landline telephone records. Now the Senate's under pressure to pass a similar bill, though it's not at all clear that that will happen. The government's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is opening a public inquiry today into student loan servicing practices. It's worrying aloud that some payback deals are stressful or even harmful to those who are struggling under them. A Virginia man's getting out of prison after 29 years for an attempted rape he didn't commit. He's been granted a full pardon by the governor. This is AP Radio News. An American is among the 14 dead in Kabul, Afghanistan, where the Taliban attacked a guest house overnight. Gunmen stormed the guest house restaurant during a party for foreigners, including a Canadian visitor who is being honored on his return to Afghanistan. Our Lynn O'Donnell is in Kabul.
Amin Habib was visiting Kabul for the first time in 25 years. He's now a U.S. citizen. He lives in L.A. and he said to me, "I came back to see what my homeland was like." He was inside the restaurant at the musical performance when the siege began and managed to escape. He said that gunmen stormed into the restaurant and started taking hostages.
The U.N. mission in Afghanistan is condemning the assault, calling it an atrocity. An Indiana woman has pleaded guilty to giving birth on a cruise ship and leaving the baby to die under a bed. A cleaning crew found the dead baby the next day when the ship arrived at port in St. Martin. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.